Well, good morning, everybody, and as I promised, we will start right on time. This is the coach, Bill Sparkman, and it's been a while since we have had a chance to speak. So first of all, let me welcome everybody to today's business building session, and I'm gonna set it up that way because, as always, the point of a call like this, the only way you can make this investment of your time worthwhile is to come away with this with something that you can use immediately to grow your business, and that's going to be the point for me. You had a lot of choices this morning, I'm sure, and you chose to be on this call. So right off the bat, let me just say, make it, again, protect your investment. Pick up something that you can use as soon as we get done. Well, it is a great day to be in the mortgage business. Some of you are going, you've heard that from me for years. Well, I'm sorry, it is. Think about it alone. 70% of your competition's gone right off the bat. They couldn't tolerate this market in the last 18 months to 24 months. So they're gone. That's one thing. I think that's good news for us. Just this week, we had good news from the commissioner of FHA, David Stevens. More good news for the mortgage broker. He is, by the way, very proactive for the broker. I like that. He made a statement in front of everybody at the NAMB conference in Washington, D.C., that I wrote down when he said the mortgage broker is still the cheapest way to get a mortgage to the consumer. I just like, are you kidding? This is, anyway, so it's a good day, and I want to dispel and I want to put away a myth right off the bat. I've been getting emails, as you can imagine, for the last year. What do you think about the brokers? Are they going away and the rest of it? And I got to tell you, the mortgage broker is not going to become extinct. Now, some in the mortgage business have already become extinct. They're gone. As I said, they couldn't tolerate the changes. But we're not going away. I've been 25 years plus in this business, and they're always telling me that the mortgage broker is going to be outdated someday. Well, not anymore. Evidence of that is just last month, there were 400,000 active online searches using the keyword mortgage broker. And that was only on one search engine, Google. So there's lots going on. I think that we are still in the midst of the barrage of media confusion and media misinformation to our customers and our prospects. They're still confused, and we'll talk about that a little bit and what the opportunity that does present. But just because you and I think that this is a great time to buy a home, which I do, I think it's the best buyer's market I've seen in years, but it doesn't really matter what you and I think. We've got to find a way to get that message to our prospects and the consumer every day. So it's going to take a little bit more than just our little rah-rah, now is the day to buy. We've got to have some hardcore evidence of things that are going on to the benefit of the consumer today. That's one of the reasons I've created or recreated a couple of times a report called Now's the Time to Buy, Here's the Top 10 Reasons Why. It's a 7 or 8 page report, and really all it is something that looks official. That makes sense. That the prospect can look at that begins to shine a light on the other side of some of the things that don't get reported. So, and by the way, if you'd like a copy of that, I'd be happy to share it with you. Just shoot me an email and I'll email it to you. So, I'm sure you can relate that there are still loan originators that are working harder than they've ever worked before and actually getting less in return than they've ever gotten. I mean, that's, I think, again, that's why a lot of your colleagues had to leave the business, working harder, getting less in return. I say that this is a pros market. That's why so many did leave. I like the concept of working smarter, not harder, but for me it's a little jargony, isn't it, for you? I always hear people, oh, you got to work smarter instead of harder. Well, good. Tell me how to do that, and I'll be all in. So I'm going to talk a little bit about how we can set it up so we can work a little smarter to generate that possibility of forecasting our income. I think one of the things I've noticed lately is this thing about the pros market. The pros are left. That's why the mortgage broker will never go away. But this is a market. The good loan originators from a couple of years ago, they're gone. See, this market, it demanded way too much to be good. All right, the good ones are gone. The great loan originators from just a couple of years ago, I say what they did, if they're not gone, they turned into average producers. They're just closing a loan or two every couple months. And those were the great ones. Does that make sense? The good ones left. The great ones didn't make any adjustments. And what that leaves for you and me, and I suspect those that are on the call today, is you've got to be excellent. I think that not only excellent, but it's got to be, you got to be excellent in every area of your business. And I think that's where we're going to focus today. It sure is a lot more than a positive attitude, I'll tell you that. People say, well, you just got to be positive. Oh, come on. I am positive. Where can I find a buyer that could qualify for a stinking loan? All right. So I think, you know, having an attitude, positive, that's all nice. But I think that we blew by that a couple of years ago. Now it's hardcore skills. It's the right type of approach to our business today that we'll talk about. Now, having said that, I still believe that success in our business today is nothing more than the natural consequence of consistently applying the new basic fundamentals to your business. And the key there was consistently applying the new basic fundamentals to your business. So we'll shine a little bit of a light on that as well. So here's the objective. You took the time, and I'm going to give you all I got. I'm going to give you some tangible tools that you can use, once again, immediately as we hang up. Most of you know I'm not much for the motivation, airy-fairy. I'm going to put some of these tangible tools on the table for you to examine. Motivation. I already got your motivation. You dialed in. All right, I got it. It's not you I'm worried about. It's my customer. Think about that. That's the only person that you've got to find a way to motivate every day. I got to get my customer to step up to the plate, get off the fence, make a decision to move forward. So to me, that's critical in today's market, a way to be able to do that. That's one of the things that I call the new skills. It's called overcoming buyer indecision. If you can't do that, you're going to have a whole bunch of people thinking it over. Like all those people that I read again yesterday and today, with interest rates on fixed rate mortgages over 6% sitting there on the fence. I mean, it's like we've got to come up with ways to help our consumer, help the prospect get off that fence, stop stalling. So having said that, I will give you tangible idea for that, not some tell them to hurry up, rates might go up, not good enough. So I'll do that. See if you can pick up one nugget. I think that's the way you protect this time. When we get done, if you got one thing that you'll actually use, by the way, I'm not much for, oh, here's a bunch of ideas. You don't need more ideas. You need one thing that strikes you at the level of getting you into action. And if you can pick that up, this will be worthwhile. Now, so we have a context. I'm going to just focus on three areas that I think today, as you look at your business, those that I'm coaching every day, that have to be airtight. I mean solid. These are the three areas that I, and by the way, it's not the only three, but we got a short time today, so I'm going to focus on these three. It will lend itself to the topic today, and that is how to create predictable income. And I think that's the tiebreaker today. It always has been, by the way. You're all in business for yourself, and when the day comes that you can't forecast your income 60, 90, or 120 days out, it gets a little stressful, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to at least attempt here to give you some tools so you can begin to forecast that and build the pipeline that will lend itself in creating that predictability of income. So there's your first clue, by the way. Predictable income comes from predictable pipeline. So really we're going to talk about where I'm going to be able to accelerate the speed of getting that pipeline filled with what today closable business. So if you're not driving, keep a pen handy. I may say something smart. I said a couple of smart things yesterday, so I just want you to be on guard. All right, I might say a couple again. I'll save that predictability for a couple more minutes. So let's start with what I consider to be the critical area number one. I'm gonna throw out a couple of things for you to consider. And again, it has to with the new right plan, which I've redone probably like you, and for those of you that are still in the business today, I'm sure you've done this as well. But I'm going to give you just a real quick few elements of really what we're putting in to make sure that we do have the right plan for this market. Does that make sense? We always have a plan. I'm not saying you don't have a plan. I'm sure you spent some time and put together a business plan for yourself. But I think that given with what's going on, it's got to be dead on. So I think it starts with, it's got to have high purpose. I mean, every day I think you've got to start your business with high purpose. I don't know if you ever saw that movie Hitch, but Will Smith had a line in that movie that really struck me. He was talking to somebody and he said, "Begin each day as if it were on purpose." And I said, "Man, that's good." You know, I think that's the key to all of us. Intention is one thing. Having a great idea is another thing, and having a list of things to do is something else. But it's purpose, and I think that has to really be spoken to in your plan. So here's a couple of elements that I would make sure that you have included. And what now, probably more than ever, is I'd like to see you spend 90% of your time, at least dedicate that in your plan, working on your strengths versus your weaknesses. Life's too short, and this business is way too short, to spend time perfecting your weakness. See, if you can tell me the areas that you have the highest level of confidence, the areas where you're the strongest, I'd say it's going to be a lot easier in a few minutes when we talk about marketing to create a marketing plan that matches your strengths. And I think that's, I don't have time anymore to get, take the thing I'm the worst at and try to get better. I'm out of business. I got to figure out what I'm good at, and let's figure a way to match that with marketing, and let's get busy. Second element for me is really balancing your refi purchase business. I know that's not a new comment, but today, I'm still a purchase junkie. Purchases are still emotional, refis are still logical. But based on what I just said about the millions and millions of available refinance business today, I think there is a nice balance we have to achieve. Of course, there has to be equity, so anyway. That's why I kind of like purchases, especially first-time home buyers. At least they don't have anything to sell, first of all. Third element, spend more time on less things. I'll talk about that a little bit more in marketing, but overall, spend more time on less things. When the market begins to slow, when the market begins to be challenging, as we've seen, people begin to spend more time on more things. They keep adding things, try this, try that, try this. They get so scattered in their activities that they really can't produce anything positive in results. So I think today, just figure it out what you're going to do, but make sure more time, less things. Manage your daily agenda, and that may have a huge, huge effect on your overall responses that you're getting from these areas that we're going to talk about. So I think the people that left the business recently became so scattered they were spending more time on more things or less time on less things, and out they went. Fourth element, keep it short. I don't go into detail in 22 pages with me. You could write it on a cocktail napkin. I've got a new 10-step marketing plan, new, meaning just in the last period of time, 2 or 3 months, and it's one page, 10 questions, and when you answer those 10 questions, you got a plan. It's more about get that plan written down. Now let's go do it. I'd be happy to share that with you. Just shoot me an email and I'll email that right to you. And I'm not suggesting that you redo your plan. I'm just suggesting take a look at what I really figure are the 10 critical questions that you can ask yourself and take a look from there. One last thing I'll say about this whole game plan business. I think as we're looking at our attention, our focus, and our concentration every day, we've got to look at a couple of things. Number one for me, it's about reducing your goals in your plan down to appointments. I don't know how to say that other than if your goal is to make 100 grand and your average loan is 200,000, you need 50 units this year to hit your goal. Does that make sense? It's easier for me to look at 50 units than 100,000, and now you can keep taking that down. If you close half of the prospects you meet that you have appointments with, by the way, you only need 100 appointments this year to get 50 units to make 100 grand. I mean, it's kind of, and then if you work 40 weeks, give yourself about 12 weeks for playing around or goofing off. That's only 2.5 appointments a week. So do you get what I'm saying? That plan has got to be believable, workable, trackable, and 100,000 a year. It's just for me, my little mind. I could wake up every day with purpose. Looking at, I need 2.5 appointments this week. If I can nail down my 2.5 appointments this week, I hit my income goal. So that and the three areas that we'll talk about in a minute that I think your plan must also address is, number one, lead generation, number two, lead conversion, and number three, client retention. So if those three areas are addressed in your plan, reducing your goal to appointment, I think we got something to begin with. Now, we're going to leave this critical area, but if there's one word, if this is the only word you got out of it, the one word for the right plan for me is just execution. Your plan that you have right now is probably no better than my plan, as long as you're executing it every day, full court press. A lot of plans still sit on desk. So it's not plans or goals anyway that create what you want. It's your execution. So enough of that. Critical area number one, the right plan for the right market. I'm going to say that for the current market. Let's put it that way. Critical area number two. I'm going to give you a little bit more here than I have in the past because I believe this is, it could be the only critical area today, and it's called the new right sales skills. So now before you, well, you always tell us to be good at sales. No, not good. They're gone. Should I be great at sales? No, you can't be great either. You're going to close a loan a month. You've got to be excellent in this area. Now, this statement's a little weird, but I'm going to say that marketing is a waste of money in our business, in any business. Let's put it that way. Marketing is a big waste of time, comma, right up until somebody says, where do I sign? How do we begin? Does that make sense? Up until then, you could spend all you want on marketing, but without this skill called lead conversion, it's going to be tough. You're going to have a lot of people thinking it over. I think you need a dead-on system today to get people to move forward, to transfer your urgency to your prospect. And I think that's a new skill. I mean, that's one of those, get them off the fence. Plus, it's the one that defines our income. By the way, predictability of income, predictability of pipeline, it comes from this particular critical area, sales skill, getting somebody to say, I choose you. I've called three banks, two credit unions. I've called four other mortgage companies, and you know what? You're the one. And I think somewhere in there that has to do with this skill, not your marketing. I don't care about that. It's this skill right here that I think today, more than ever, you've just got to be bottom line, control that point of sale. I mean, think of the changes in the last 6 months that have required you to become better at the point of sale than we ever have in the past. I'm talking about the conversations that we have up front. See, the business today, I believe, is all front-end loaded. Before, it was all back-end. I meet 10 people, I write 9 loans. Sorry, that's the way it is. I get 9 in the hopper. Today I meet 10, I might get 1 in the hopper. But that just means I got to be so good up front. I mean, think about getting the documents up front, the new GFE. I mean, everything has telling me I've got to be great with the conversations and excellent in my delivery. Just realtors, in our expectations with our buyers, with our borrowers, with our realtors. You know, it's like realtors. Well, why do you keep giving me these 30-day contracts? What are you, a goofball? We ain't going to do a 30-day contract. Why do you keep writing them? I've had to keep teaching realtors for the last 6 months. Would you get off it? It's just a new day, okay? And stop complaining about it, and let's figure how we can absolutely thrive in the midst of it. Does that make sense? I don't like all these new guidelines. So what? It's tough to get a loan done today. Well, deal with it. You're right. I don't like it. So what? Now, they're not changing it for me, but I'll tell you what, we got a great opportunity because most of your colleagues, again, all they want to do is complain about, oh, they want this. An appraisal came in low. Now I got to do the GFE, and it's got a 3-pick. Come on. Let's move on. You know that the pros today, I don't have a problem with the GFE. It's only the weak salespeople. See, they don't know how to sell it. It's all about sales. See, when you get off the concept of selling it, you start complaining about it. And enough of that. Great questions. My 5 magic words for you to use with every contact that you meet via the telephone, inbound call, or your marketing is tell me about your situation. I don't know what else to talk about, and somebody can tell me or answer that question. Tell me about your situation. I think it starts the conversation so that you can immediately, as quickly as possible, especially again in this market, come on, identify and analyze their urgency, ability, equity, and commitment. I'll say that again slower. Tell me about your situation, And that could be the response too. I don't care. Well, you know, what are your rates? What are the rates? What are the, what's the cost? What, tell me about your situation. I don't even know what to say to people. Does that make sense? But the real reason is I'm trying to identify their urgency. I think today I only choose to work with people that have a high level of urgency. That's why I like purchases. Second, their ability. Am I even talking with somebody that could even qualify for a loan anymore? Think about that. I mean, that's huge today. 2 years ago, come on, fog a mirror, you got a deal, I'd get you a house. Today, urgency and ability are the first two things. I don't know, rates, forget talking rates. Let's see if I can do that. And that has changed dramatically. Just wrote an article for a trade magazine, How to Get Your Loan Declined with 20% Down in Perfect Credit. Well, yeah, and I came up with 10 ways, and I'm sure you could come up with way more than that. But just because of that, we've had to become so good up front. Remember, front end. Tell me about your situation. What do you all do for work? Well, we're self-employed. Oh, no. Man, the radar shoots up again. I think that was number 4 on my report. 20% down, excellent credit. Let's see, number 4, declining income over the last 2 years. I mean, come on. There's so much that we've got to absolutely analyze up front. Equity, if it's a refi, that's obvious. And then commitment. Are they committed to working with you? So, again, tell me about your situation. It's urgency, ability, equity, commitment. I've got to figure that out before I got much further. And think about it. It's like they got to sell you first because of the guidelines and all that we're dealing with. I've got to be sold pretty hard up front. I don't want you – see, predictable income – will not come from people that you slam in your pipeline that have a so-so chance of getting the deal done. We've really got to find a way to analyze that prospect and make sure we've got a high percentage probability of closing. It's ask, listen, solve. Ask them great questions. Listen to what they say. And if you can solve their problem, do it. If you can't, move on. But you've got to do that quickly. In this market, it's tough because it's like, oh, I just need anybody. I'll take anybody. No, and I can't. I've got to find. See, I don't want everybody. I just want somebody. And I want that to be the right somebody, and I've got to ask great questions. I mean, it's with shoppers. They're not going away. That new GFE, page 3, gives them, what, a shopping cart? I mean, come on. That thing drives me nuts anyway. The only thing my buyer wants to know is how much down and how much a month. And that's the two things that form doesn't even show. Are you kidding me? I mean, I'm glad HUD's trying to make this easier for the consumer. Oh, please. It's like, duh. Well, actually, what's HUD spelled backwards? All right, duh. Anyway, I don't get it, but that's okay. What kind of mortgage do you want? When do you want to close? Is it payment or rate more important? I mean, we've got to get to the bottom as quickly as possible. Now, let me give you an idea. I'm going to give you a strategy that will help you get your buyer off the fence, especially today when so many people are stalling, putting off making a decision. This wasn't a skill that I really had to perfect in 2005. Are you kidding me? All they want to know is how fast they can get the house. How fast can you get this thing closed? That was the question. Today, it's like buyer indecision is driving me crazy. How about you? I mean, everybody, well, we got to think it over. We're going to wait. Rates might go down to 4. I mean, it's like, oh, please. I think it starts with understanding why they're on the fence to begin with. And some of those reasons, I'm sure you understand. It's the fear of making a mistake. It's the fear that there's a better deal. And by the way, you've got to overcome those. Because if I say that those are two things people are sitting on the fence about, you have to have a way in your selling skill to overcome those. A lot of people are still confused. Confused mind says no. A clear mind says okay. So a lot of them are just, they're still confused. And for some loan originators, I'm sorry, you confused them more. Some loan originators actually put the buyer on the fence themselves. You gave them too many options. Today we give them two options. I got a blue loan and a green loan. Which one do you guys feel more comfortable with? I'm not showing them a 30-30, a 15, a 5-1 arm. Here's an adjustable. Nope. Solve their problem. Tell me about your situation. Ask great questions. And if you can get the right answer to your questions, give them two options. That's the most we give people. Here's two. Which one do you guys feel more comfortable with? Now, the last reason I'm seeing people on the fence is it has to do with the economy. Fear of a job loss, fear of getting laid off. Think about that. The media is fueling that concern. So there are a lot of people putting off making a decision today. I don't care about the tax credit. They're still wigged out about losing their job. They don't care about an $8,000 tax credit if they don't have a job. So given that, how are you going to overcome that? If that's an objection, and by the way, I'm seeing it like you, it's a big one. You can't. It's not like we could ignore that. It's like I can't ignore the fact that I can't beat the banks in my area on rate and fees. Sorry. Oh, no, you can't. No, I can't. Sorry. They've given loans away. They charge, $200 for a loan. You do it, no fee. Not, I can't beat them on that, but I'll beat them every other way. I'll absolutely take on any bank, but I can't ignore that. That's one of the concerns today. So it's just like this again. I can't ignore the economy is keeping some people from moving. So we're offering today mortgage payment protection like never before, like I never have. 2 years ago, what is that? I don't even know what you're talking about. Mortgage payment protection. Well, now we're offering it to our buyers as well as our realtors. Why? Because it's market sensitive. They need that, and mortgage payment protection is pretty simple. 2 years from the day that you close and get the keys to your house, if you lose your job within the next 2 years, your PITI payments covered for 6 months and giving you a chance to get back on your feet and find a new job. This is a clue, guys. This one's almost smart. This is really good. I want you to dream this up a little bit. I'm going to show you how to sell this to the realtor in a minute. But just that alone is absolutely addressing the number one concern today for buyer indecision. I've had buyers say, what do you mean? Well, if you lose your job, get laid off, this, that, whatever, you PITI up to $2,500 a month, 6 months your payments are made. That should give you some peace of mind along the way. So do you get that? Now, that doesn't mean every one of them is going to go, okay, let's do it. But I'll tell you what, you're a pro. See, I'm taking that objection, and sometimes it's an unspoken one that I'm going to offend. Now, just so you know, the fee for that, it's a one-time fee. And it's like almost a home warranty. It's nothing. It's $500 or $600, depending on the payment. So obviously, the buyer can't pay it. I'm not paying it. Well, guess who is paying it? The seller. Who else? I mean, I'm getting the seller to pay the mortgage payment protection. Again, it's like a home warranty. It's no big deal. But now start dreaming this up. How could I take that to my realtor? Oh, I got some ideas. Anyway, if you want to look into that, I don't have anything to do with this. I don't sell it. But I'll tell you what, I know all about it, and I present it, and I teach it. And just take a look at rainydayfoundation.org. And it's just rainydayfoundation.org. It's called the HELP program, H-E-L-P. And just take a look at it. I'm telling you, if you're serious, if you're going to really look at how you're going to market this to your realtors, I'm going to give you an idea in a moment. If you're going to do that, let me know. I have a copy of all their marketing flyers from Rainy Day Foundation that you can customize. I've got their PowerPoint program. I don't know how I ended up with it, but I have it all. I'd be happy to give it to you because that's something that I really believe can begin to differentiate you from any other mortgage provider that realtor is talking about. If you go to him and say, look it, how long have you had that listing? I've had it for almost a year. I can't get activity, whatever. I say, I got an idea. Why don't you offer mortgage payment protection on that particular listing to make it stand out from the other four on the same street that yours is on? So now dream that up. See, there's a huge opportunity for that. So anyway, enough of that. Mortgage payment, Rainy Day Foundation. If you're going to get involved, let me know. I will speed things up for you. Does that make sense? Why waste time? I want everybody to win, and I think we all have that opportunity today. All right, third critical area. Now that we've got the right plan and we've got the right sales skills and we've got lead generation, lead conversion, and client retention at least focused on in our plan, I've got to look at now the right marketing for today. The right marketing for today is a little bit different than it was, I don't know, 3 months ago, forget 2 years ago. It seemed like every 3 or 4 months, you know. First it was Reg Z, and then it was, as soon as Reg Z came out, I wrote a report for our realtors. It's called How to Shorten the Sales Cycle and Get Paid Faster. By the way, what does every realtor want to do? Shorten the sales cycle and get paid faster. And that that report is something that I use to gain realtor audiences and meetings and things like that. But then there was Reg Z, HVCC. Then there was the next thing, and RESPA, and HUD 1, and GFE. It was there's all that going on. So I think we've got to have the right plan today. I already said marketing's a waste of money until the sale's made. So and let me just differentiate the difference between advertising and marketing. They're totally distinct for me. Totally distinct. The two. Advertising has one purpose in your business, and that is to promote your brand, promote you. Advertising costs way too much money, and McDonald's has Golden Arches and all these companies. They want to go promote their brand. That's advertising. Marketing is very distinct from advertising. Marketing makes your phone ring. Well, you're thinking, well, maybe advertising will. No, marketing has one purpose, though. Ring my phone. Get me in the game. Get me on the field. That's what marketing does. So there is a difference there. And by the way, both of those take money right out of your checkbook. I mean, marketing and advertising cost me a ton. So you can see if I don't have lead conversion handled, I'm out of business. I drain my predictable income. How about predictable poverty? Okay, I'm spending all my money on advertising and marketing, and I'm not getting a return. That's called lead conversion. So the right marketing, I still think it's a weakest link in the chain today. Because so few have seen a market like this. It's been new for everyone in this last 24 months. So for me, I'll give you a couple of the foundations, and then I'm going to give you some specific low-cost marketing strategies that we're using today that are giving us the highest return on our effort, energy, and dollar. And most of you that know me, I'm still cheap. You know, I know all the I know the cheapest ways, and I say cheap. I don't know. I just don't think we have to spend a fortune to make a fortune in this business. So, foundations. Number one, you know, the purpose of marketing for me and advertising, if there is the two, is to get up every day and go find a customer. That's it. People say, well, what do you think the best way to market is? Get up, dress up, show up, brush your teeth, comb your hair, and go out and find a customer every day. And if you do that too many days in a row without finding one, that's called now you have an expensive hobby, okay? I don't need any more hobbies that I don't get paid for. So I mean, I know that's pretty elementary. I mean, it's like, yeah, right, whatever. No, really, I got to remember my job today, go find a customer. I don't have to sit here for 20 minutes looking at a Facebook account waiting for somebody to jump out of my computer. Hey, I want to buy a house. Go find a customer every day. So here's the elements that we put in marketing. Number one, target specific. More than ever, everything we do is identifying a specific audience. Give me your niche, and let's get rich in your niche. Don't get out there too far. Balance now business and future business. I'm going to give you a couple of ideas for each. Balance high tech and high touch. I'm okay with high tech. I mean, I didn't learn it that way. I've never built mortgage companies that way, but I'm catching up. I mean, it's, you know, it's something, but again, balance. There's, again, realtors and loan originators that take themselves out of the business because they got all this Twitter things, Facebook. It's like, anyway, enough of that. Balance active and passive marketing. I'm going to give you a couple of examples of each. And then just don't dabble. Remember, I don't want everyone. I want the right one. So don't dabble. 2-3 areas, maybe. What 2 or 3 areas of marketing should I focus on? Simple. Tell me what you're the best at. Where's your strength? I'll give you a couple of marketing ideas based on your strength, and we're going to go hit the street with that. So it's that, and I think you've got to be more memorable today than ever, again, because of the media. There's so much out there. You've got to become memorable, and in marketing, I'm going to show you a couple of ways to do that. All right, enough of that. Let's start with the first low-cost, high-return marketing strategy, and probably it's at the top of the list today because we're getting more out of it than anything else, and it's just called the educational marketing. Now, I've always used event marketing, seminar marketing in the past because I found some of my loan originators were better in front of groups. Does that make sense? So I created marketing that would get them in front of groups. That's where they were the best. But today, I go back to a confusion creates opportunity. There's so much confusion today with my realtor partners, consumers, referral sources, that I'm using that through educational marketing. It's the easiest way for you to do group selling and get in front of audiences. Become the expert. It's the difference between knowledge and wisdom. Knowledge is what you know, all that you've gained in reading and listening to CD, whatever. But wisdom is sharing that knowledge with others, and I think that's what this particular marketing strategy is about, and it's about education. Let's just start with just the realtor alone. Yesterday I did a mini FHA boot camp for realtors, a couple of hundred, and I got to tell you, and I'm sure you already have a sense of this, they don't have a clue of what's going on. You talk about a deer with the lights and the headlight, whatever that's all about. They just, with the FHA changes alone, you could get a room full today. There's changes, first of all, that have gone on just recently with FHA, and there's imminent changes that affect their business. So you've just got an incredible opportunity. I was glad to hear David Stevens say that they put on ice raising the the down payment from 3.5% to 5%. But he did say imminent changes were first the MIP up front. We know that 2.25% instead of 1.75%. The annual mortgage insurance is going from 0.55 to 0.85. See, those things also begin to show your realtor how to create urgency in their buyer. Now, I've read like you, oh, the mortgage-backed securities, if they don't buy those after March 31st, rates will go up. I don't believe that. I mean, if they don't buy them, who is going to buy them? We don't have a secondary market in our business any longer. There is none. There used to be, but there isn't any. So if the government doesn't buy it, well, anyway. But with my realtor, I'll still let him know that you should use that as part of your strategy to get your buyer off the fence. Even though they haven't come out with a mortgagee letter saying that the down payment isn't going to be changed, they can still use that. So the realtor, the shorten the sales cycle, get paid faster. That's part of that. It's all those things that they can do to protect their paycheck and to actually make it happen quicker. And there's a lot of changes in there. You know that as well as I do. I bring up the $100 down HUD program with the realtors. They look starry-eyed. I talk about the teachers-only program, Good Neighbor, going to the streets, going to the schools, teaching teachers how to buy listings for 50 cents on the dollar. Realtors are like, where do you come up with this? I'm more like, well, who's your lender? I mean, are you kidding me? These are the things that they're enamored with today, looking for new ways to generate business. Especially the first-time home buyer. Now, I'm not promoting selling HUD repos. Do you get that? I know that the Teacher Good Neighbor program, the one that I promote is called Teachers First. Teachers are A-plus in our book. We take that to schools. We teach teachers how to buy properties at 50 cents of the dollar. But do they actually buy a HUD repo? No, not when they find out it doesn't come with a bathtub or a toilet. But they still, we have the right audience. Does that make sense? So just that alone, that's called active marketing. I'm going to put that aside for a minute, but educational marketing, you have it. You have all you need today with all that's going on to get yourself in front of the right people. Now, that will also include consumers. That includes your referral sources. But I'd say just about more than anything, it's really bringing together. Get yourself in a title company and put on a little something on the new HUD one, and you talking about some of these new marketing ideas we're talking about. We're going after that unbreakable alliance again, and I've always believed in creating a breakable alliance with my realtor was as simple as becoming their number one marketing resource to bring business to their table, and that's kind of what we're talking at today. Second low-cost market is called networking. That's not a new one, but here, let's take my take on it now. Networking has changed a little bit, obviously. Here's the purpose of networking for me. I go to a networking meeting for one reason, and that's, find a customer every day. I'm going there to generate a loan, an application, from the people in the group. That's number one. A refi or a purchase. People always say, no, you're going there to meet people, maybe get a referral swapped. No, I don't need a referral right now. I need a deal. All right, I'm going there to see if I can't get a loan from the group itself. Second purpose is to start some solid relationships that could mean future business, okay? but I need today business. So first of all, and that's a tough one. I wrote another article, and a guy emailed me and said, no, I've been in this group for 9 months, and because I told him, I said, how many closable referrals have you got in 9 months? One. I said, well, why are you in that stinking group? And you've got nothing better to do? Go find a group where you can accelerate that. And I think part of it is that, finding the right group. If you want to put your networking on steroids, for me, that's turn it into net speaking. It almost goes back to the educational marketing. Social media networking fits in here, but again, that's balance, high touch, high tech. I'm okay with that. I'm sure some of you use that and get a return on it. If you do, keep doing it. If you don't, get off the computer and go find your customer every day. Here's one program that's been redesigned by me probably, I don't know how often in the last 20 years, but just recently we changed up our for sale by owner approach because of a number of reasons, equity and just the market itself and a number of things. But clearly, it's called our benefit program. And what we're doing is we're creating more benefits than ever before so that I can gain more in return. I didn't say that very well. I'll kind of go back on that. The benefit program, by the way, for sale by owner, again, I'm not a threat to them. It's always been a great way for me to generate future business. We turn them into a buyer machine today by becoming their marketing assistant. We do a lot of the things that you already have done in the past. Yes, we do their flyers. Yes, we do their marketing. Yes, the biggest thing that we've changed is we have created a property website for every for sale by owner. So if you're working with 10 for sale by owners, let's say 2 years ago, I would have said, well, make sure that you have a yard sign out there that, I don't know, whatever it says. Where today, the first thing we do is we give them a property website that costs me nothing, that they see as a huge, huge benefit to them. And by the way, it is a benefit. 90% of all home searches start on the internet. When I call it for sale by owner today, it's pretty simple. Hi, this is Bill. I'm not a realtor. I saw your ad in the paper, or I saw your sign. Is your home still for sale? Well, it sure is. Well, that's kind of interesting. I didn't see it on the internet. Well, I'm telling you, 9 out of 10 have no idea. Well, I can't afford it. I don't know how to do it. I tried FSBO.com, all that. I'll tell you what, and this gives you the opportunity to present from the very beginning that you can be a resource to them without taking away any money. We're using two different websites to create, and you know what I'm saying, a property website. Some realtors use it. You put in the property address, and there's a website just for that property. Well, we do that with every for sale by owner, and guess whose information is on there, and links, and click here to get the free report, everything else. We do that so that if I had 10 for sale by owners using property websites that I gave them, I got 10 people running ads for me. 10 people, passive marketing, using their, but again, the benefit is perceived by the for sale by owner. So take a look at the two websites that we're still using. I haven't found any that are easier, and I need really easy also as well as inexpensive. Is Postlet still is number one because, again, it's free and it's really good. It looks great. When you present that to a for sale by owner, he's going to go, are you kidding? That is really good. Well, okay. That's Postlets, P-O-S-T-L-E-T-S, postlets.com. And the other one we're using, now kick this up to your realtors. Yesterday at this realtor, I asked, raise your hand, how many are you using property websites, individual property websites? Very few. And I said, well, little input, why not? Well, the biggest reason was, well, you know, we have it on realtor.com, it's on Zillow, Willow, this thing, home, you know. I said, well, that's good. But do you know how easy it is for your listing to get lost? I mean, it just gets lost. There's 3 million properties that people can get lost in. The property website, the beauty of it is it's just your property. That's it. And again, it has links and everything else. Well, it was amazing to me that they said, well, how do you do that? So again, you have to take my word for it. But one that I also like is called ePropertyes Sites. Just E, the letter E, and then property, and then S-I-T-E-S, ePropertyesSites.com. Take a look at that. When you go on that, and again, dream that up, how can I use that? It only has one purpose for me. What if you had 10 for sale by owners with your web, they've got your website that you created for them, and by the way, again, it has your information on it too. now you got 10 realtors that you put together a property website for them, and it's got their information and yours. So do you see what I'm getting at? I need more poles in the water. I don't have more time to go market. Does that make sense? So I've got to do some that falls under passive marketing. That's that website marketing is passive marketing for me. Now, contacting the for sale by owner, that's active. That's, hi, how you doing? Is your house still for sale? I got some ideas that might help you accelerate that process. How soon are you looking to get out of town? I mean, that one is a little bit more active. But once you set that up, it's just passive. Now go do something else. And I think part of it is finding ways to do that. I'm not trying to eliminate active marketing. Do you get that? I'm not saying, oh, let's just do all this. No, I said it's balance, active and passive. Another passive marketing today. And by the way, when I left that educational marketing, I said, I think on the flyer or somewhere, profiting from speaking and all that, the profit comes from, does that make sense? When you use educational marketing, you're not out there charging people to come and listen to you. Where the profit comes from is to have a killer presentation that's timely, market sensitive, that absolutely shines the light on you as the expert in the community that you do business in. And the profit comes from the business that you get from that. I didn't say that very well. If you want to really kick it up a notch, I think every one of your websites probably, I haven't looked at them all. I don't even know who's here today. But they should have an ebook on there, every one of you. If you haven't written an ebook, why haven't you? It's free. Google ebook and click anywhere, and within about an hour, you have an ebook. And if you haven't seen these, I mean, it really looks good. Every one of us has gone and ordered one. All it is download a bunch of pages. But the key is it starts to build again that credibility. If you want to kick it up one more notch, for some of you, somebody will do this. I don't know who, so I'll find out later. Write a book. Yeah, you want to get a bigger audience? Then why don't you go write a book? I just got done writing my newest book. It's just going to come out in a couple of weeks. I wrote it in 3 weeks. The book before that, it took 3 years because I had to go through this publisher and changing this and change the title and all. It was a pain. This book I completed, and by the way, it looks just like a book. When I say it looks like a book, what else would it look like? It looks like a book. I did it right on the computer on Word. I uploaded it to a company on a website called Lulu.com. LULU.com. Now, come on, take a look at that. This is a clue for you. Lulu.com. You sit at your computer, make up whatever, and keep it short. Mine's 104 pages. My last book was 200. I made this way shorter so I could just get it done. This one's called Clear to Close, Real Estate Agent's Guide to Turning Prospects into Paychecks. You could come up with whatever you want, but think about now the credibility that you have. To go, let's say you wrote one, the guide to buying your first home. I don't know what it is. Come up with something. And now you took that little book to everywhere you went and say, hi, I wrote this book. I'd love to come and talk to your group. I mean, come on, dream that up. I have people that are really getting engaged just with that. Why? Because it's simple. Again, it's easy. But again, back to speaking for profit. Are you kidding me? There's instant credibility. So at least look at an ebook. That's easy. If you want to kick it up, then I would say go take a look at Lulu.com and get crazy. Come up with a topic, and I don't really care if it's in my first book. I got over the ego. Okay, I got, you know, it was in Barnes and Nobles, and that was fine, and didn't make any money, and that was great. But it opened up doors. So this particular book I'm talking about, suggesting that you write, is nothing more than a business card. Does that make sense? It's a business card on steroids. Boy, how much is this going to cost? Well, you know me. Those books cost me $3.47 each. That is printed, beautiful, the color, the thing, everything, and I can order one or I can order 100. What's better than that? Maybe you want to just do that. Order 10 of those books, and you're going to see. Once you have one, you'll figure out how to take that to get you a bigger audience. All right, I'm going to get off that because that one is a longer conversation, but I'm telling you, I want you to at least consider it. And again, that's Lulu.com. Reverse prospecting, that's passive. Inbound marketing, I'm just going to give you one new idea, but it's the things that we're still going after affluent renters. That's our first-time homebuyer approach, not renters, but affluent renters. We're getting information from our title companies. We're doing things. It could be these are examples, by the way. It could be door hangers. It could be yard signs. Yes, I still like yard signs. Got them all over my new home in Nashville, Tennessee, down here. Everybody's using my yard signs. Why? Because we changed them. We used to use yard signs that promoted zero down whatever. Well, there's hardly any more zero down. Now we promote payment on the signs. Remember, curiosity is the genius of all marketing. Our yard signs today, right next to REMAX and Coldwell Banker and Exit Realty, it just says, own this home for $714 per month. Asterisk, RESPA compliant at the bottom. Call for more information. See, I've found that payment is way more interesting to people and creates more inbound calls than even down payment. Well, and for the realtor, this was a mind blower for them again. Well, yeah, I never thought of that. Well, why do you keep telling people how much the house is? They can't afford the house. They can afford $714 a month, okay? Anyway, you get the concept. So we still use signs. That's inbound. That's called reverse prospecting. That's our inbound marketing. Still using Craigslist. I like Craigslist. Only 5 websites on the planet Earth get more hits a day than Craigslist. So I like it, number one, because of how many eyeballs they get. And then number two, it's where you place the ad. We place the ads under homes for rent. Pick your city. I could go Tennessee, Nashville, Brentwood, and that's where the ad goes, under homes for rent, not for sale. And now, what do you want to put? Think about it. What can be curious enough for the person? Think about who's reading that ad. Somebody's moving. Why would they be reading homes for rent if they're not moving? So first of all, I've got the right person reading it. They're going to go plop down first month's rent, security, whatever. I could probably get them a house for that. For the right person, I understand. Remember, this is passive marketing. And the ad, we still use a little two-line ad. It just says, why rent? Call for a free list of homes available under $800 a month and less than $100, or $100 down and under $800 a month. I'm telling you, if they're going to move anyway, the curiosity is, well, wait a minute, $800 a month and $100 down, we got a call to get this list. Well, you can dream that up. Take them to a landing page, whatever you want to do. But the key is, I have the right eyes, number one. Number two, I got the right price. And number three, I've got the right message, and I have the right people looking at it again. That particular, for those who have used Craigslist, you know how your ad drops down every day. Today it's on the top, March 3rd. Tomorrow it drops down to March 4th, and within a few days it's 600 pages down. Well, we found a way to keep ours at the very top, so you only have to do this once. You don't have to go in every day. Craigslist uses spiders that go out every morning, and the spiders pick up words in their ads. And if it picks up a word in your ad, it drops it down a day. Well, we found that the spiders can't pick up pictures, only words. So we take a picture of the ad, turn it into a PDF, put that ad right on Craigslist, looks just the same text, but it's a PDF looking, it's a picture, and it stays at the top every day. Now, come on, that's got to be worth your time today on this call. You get a free ad that's going to stay at the very top every day. It's passive, and go on, do something else. Now, consider also putting it on Backpage. Why not? Backpage is just a Craigslist lookalike, and that's all it is. And then if you want to really kick it up, go to agentceo.com, agentceo.com. And there's lots of stuff on there for realtors I don't really look at, but there is a button there that will show you about 40 other websites where you can put a free ad. All right, I'm in. All right, I'll take an hour to do it because I only have to do it one time. I got 40 more little poles in the water. Do you get that? Plus all my little property websites going. I got enough going passively so I can go out and do those things to kick my business up to the next level as quickly as I can. So take a look at Agent CEO. And again, you're going to give me 40 free places to put an ad, I'm putting one in. And by the way, I'll share this with my realtor, get properties to advertise. Anyway, you get the concept. The last thing, and this isn't the last thing, but since we're just wrapping this thing up now, is relationship-based marketing for me. I say predictable income will occur in your business when you can shift your business from transactional to residual. That's a fancy way of saying it's all about relationship-based marketing. Most loan originators today focus on transactions. They're very transaction-oriented. Get one, throw it in. Get another one, hope this one funds. Maybe I can get another one. Once we shift that to really turning it into a residual business coming from relationship-based marketing, closed clients, referral sources, your realtor referral partners, it begins to change your business. 74% of business today, they say, and whoever they is, I read, and I don't know if it's true, but third-party referrals and closed clients. I pretty much believe that. We just got to stay in contact with them. This is your non-commissioned sales team. Oh, another great topic for a realtor seminar. Come and listen to whoever talk about how to create your non-commissioned sales team and increase your unpaid staff to generate more business. That's a fancy way that I had the topic that filled another room with realtors. All it was about was relationship-based marketing and how to stay in contact, how to make sure they remember you. I think one of the things that I've found is every month, without contact with your closed clients, you lose about 10% of the influence that you had with them at the beginning. Somebody's going to get them, I'm telling you. We can't not keep in touch with them only because there's so many people going after my customer today. They're going into the bank. They're going in over here. They're at the Little League field. Everybody's trying to get my customer. So relationship-based marketing, I think, is the key. That starts with your insurance agent. Number one way we're going after first-time home buyers today still is the insurance agents that sell renter's insurance. We're putting together presentations for their clients that they sell renter's insurance to turn them into homeowners where they can sell them homeowner's insurance. Dream that one up. It's the easy. See, I don't have to go after first-time home buyers. I go after insurance agents. That makes sense. I only need five insurance. I could go after 500 people, or I can go after five insurance agents that have 100 customers each. Does that make sense? And why don't I just market those five, create something powerful? How about your little book, How to Buy Your First Home? Put it on a CD. How about an e-report? See, all of a sudden, you're not just dabbling in the real estate mortgage business. You're all in. And these are ways that are balancing your time. Does that make sense? So I'm not saying, go do all this and you won't have a life. No. You see, I want a life. I want to do all this, and I still want to maintain a balanced life. So I think that's where, again, that balance comes. Active marketing, go find my customer today. Passive marketing, get more poles in the water. Why? That's just the way it is. The market says I need more poles in the water because only one out of 100 people can qualify, or whatever the number is. I'm not going to complain that it's harder to get somebody approved today and the conditions are weird and I keep getting three clear to close. Well, that's just the way it is. We know that. I've got to convince my realtors of that's the way it is. But they've got a great person running that transaction, and that's you. All right, summary. Quickly, if you got your nugget, if you got one thing, do it. Hurry up and just do it. Don't think about it. Write it down. Run it by three people. Anything that struck you, go to rainydayfoundation.org. Take a look at that. Get a report that I offered. Go over and look at Lulu. Take a look at an ebook. Do something that at least begins moving, learning into new behavior. If you learn something, move it to the next level and actually investigate. Not you're going to do all this, but it could be something you go, you know what, I'm going to do that. Not today, but that's my next project. So take action now. I think the best way to get started is just get started. And I didn't want to make this sound easy. It's real inconvenient today to win in the mortgage business. All right. It's going to be inconvenient for another year. It's the inconvenience that will make you great. This market will make you better. You get on the other side of this market, whatever that is. It's going to be so good because most all of your colleagues will be gone. You'll be left. They keep telling me that we're going to have less volume this year. Who cares? I got 70% less people out there trying to find a loan. So I have no problem with that. It will be inconvenient, but you'll be better. If you've got my website, BillSparkmanTheCoach.com, it's right on the flyer you got. If you want any of those, anything I mentioned, I'll share anything with you. I'm a sharer. You can have it as well. And also be looking for my I'll be coming out soon with my radio show. It's going to be called Broker Talk, Broker Talk Radio. And when you see that, there's another clue, by the way. I'll even show you how to start your own radio show in your market. But I'll be starting mine. It's going to be called Monday Morning Sales Meeting Broker Talk, and that's going to be live media radio. So watch for that. I'm looking forward to speaking to you again. I'll come up with something that I know will be interesting to you. I'll keep up my end of the bargain. I believe in you. I believe in the broker community. Now go out and make all of us proud. Go out and take no prisoners today. Huh? Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you soon.